This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The G20 Leader Summit has commenced at the Johannesburg Expo Center today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently addressing the summit, where he is presenting India's perspective on key global issues shaping the summit agenda, aligned with India's vision of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. On the sidelines of the summit, Mr. Modi is also scheduled to hold around 3 bilateral meetings today. In his opening remarks, President of the Republic of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, welcomed all heads of state and leaders to the first G20 Leaders Summit being held on African soil. He noted that the gathering reflects a shared commitment to partnership and cooperation in finding common solutions to global challenges. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The president today addressed a special session at Prashanti Nilayam Puttaparthi commemorating the centenary of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. She said India can become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all.
Bharat Sarkar aise anek kadam utha rahi hai जिससे देशवासियों का जीवन सुगम और सरल हो तथा वे अपनी प्रतिभा और क्षमता का उपयोग देश के विकास में कर सके। भारत सरकार के इन प्रयासों में सभी धर्मार्थ संस्थाओं एनजीओज प्राइवेट सेक्टर्स और नागरिकों को योगदान देना चाहिए। आपका योगदान भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के हमारे लक्ष्यों को पूरा करने में सहयोग सिद्ध होगा।
Delhi police has busted a racket of international arms traffickers linked to Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI, and arrested 4 suspects. In a coordinated operation, the crime branch recovered 10 sophisticated pistols, including 5 manufactured in Turkey and 3 made in China. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime, Surendra Kumar, said the racket had been supplying arms to notorious gangsters. He said that the network used drones from Pakistan to smuggle high-end foreign pistols. In Kerala, Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar today held a meeting with representatives of major political parties to review the progress of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. He said that over 99% of enumeration forms have already been distributed to voters across Kerala and the remaining distributions will be completed within next 2 days. Representatives from major political parties, including the CPIM, Congress, Muslim League and CPI, raised concerns about the workload on booth-level officers and the challenges posed by conducting the SIR along with the local body polls. In view of the deteriorating air quality in Delhi and its adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, has revised the Graded Response Action Plan for the Delhi NCR region. According to the CAQM, the measures under GRAP 4 will now be implemented under GRAP 3. Furthermore, some Stage 4 regulations will now be implemented in Stage 3, including provisions allowing 50% of staff in government, private and municipal offices to work from home. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda flagged off the Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi today, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda highlighted that the series of events have been organized across the country to honor the legacy of Sardar Patel. Mr. Nadda said that 5 processions will converge from different regions of the country at Sardar Patel's birthplace. From there, a 10-day padyatra will commence towards Kevadia, Gujarat. India advanced to the final of the first T20 Women's World Cup cricket for the blind with a commanding 9-wicket win over Australia in Colombo today. Chasing 110 runs, India scored 112 for 1 in 11.5 overs. In men's cricket, South Africa was 247 for 6 against India at stumps on day 1 of the second and final test at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.